Life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard my favorite song. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. From the farm today. So link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free on Genesis. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Paul Victor's with us. Paul Victor wrote a new book. It's called Default is Not a Dirty Word. Default is not a dirty word. A new ebook. Welcome, Paul Victor.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. Paul, we had a really neat meetup last night. Just want to share a little bit about the meetup last night. John Moore was there at Ziggy's, and he talked about all kinds of conspiracy facts. He talked about the government is buying properties to provide housing for families of foreign troops. And he talked about EMPs. He talked about where you should live, you know, living at least 10-plus miles away from a city of 10,000 or more. And he opened up the floor to discussion. 3 hours. 3 hours of continuous conspiracy facts. It was absolutely fabulous. So, class, if you get a chance and you want, if you're in the Springfield, Missouri community, you'd like to join us on Mondays, 5:30, Ziggy's at Sunshine and Glenstone. The information's on the website. Next week, we're going to be talking about the future of food. And we're going to teach you how to bag food for storage in Mylar bags. That's coming up next Monday. So, John Dollarhite was there. Judy Dollarhite was there. John Reagan, Ken Hurley, Dr. Howard Shane, Linus Ertley, Roy Birdsong, just to name some of your instructors. So, Paul Victor, you wrote this book, Default is Not a Dirty Word. Tell us, what was the impetus to write this book?
Well, I was facing a seemingly impossible situation. I had a successful car business for 15 years, and back in 2008, when everything hit the fan, the credit market dried up, my sales were off 75%, and to keep the business going, I was using credit cards and lines of credit, hoping that things were going to turn around, and they never did. So I was faced with a situation of filing for bankruptcy, or I didn't know what I was going to do until I came across the Zero Debt Program, and that has been a lifesaver for me.
Let me share something with you, Paul. One of our instructors, Deborah Brewster, is with us. She comes to almost every meetup, and she was investing in real estate. She had, at the time, 110 properties, including shopping centers, single-family homes, apartment buildings. I mean, it was a huge inventory. And she experienced something very similar. She was telling us about that on the air. And it was so bad that she had to liquidate 78 of her properties at auction in 3 days. So what you're talking about has not just happened to you. It has happened to a lot of very bright people. So I just wanted to share that with the class. This is, you know, this is everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. I know people who have over $50,000 of credit card debt that they cannot pay. They can't do it. they've used the credit cards to do exactly what you said, support their business and finance their business and keep their business going. But now it's not working so well. Now they're in serious trouble. So you wrote the book, Default is Not a Dirty Word. I read the book. It's, class, it's 60 pages. And if you read one page a minute, it'll take you 1 hour. If you read 2 pages a minute, it'll take you 30 minutes. You can probably read it very quickly. Less than an hour is my estimation of what it would take to read it. It's a very pleasant book. It's an easy read. So, Paul, let's talk a little bit more about what we would learn in this book. One of the things that you talk about is the facts about foreclosure. You talk about cash for keys. You talk about short sales. Let's tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, just reviewing what we talked about the last time, that cash for keys is basically a brainchild of the banking industry to get you out of your house in record time. In other words, they dangle a carrot in front of you and say, just sign over the deed and, you know, don't go through any resistance, and we'll give you $3,000 or $5,000 and, you know, just hand us the keys, and that's the end of that. And if it, you know, you come down, it comes down to you're giving up time in your house, which is very valuable to you, for a mere pittance. And, you know, by doing that, you're agreeing to just lay down and roll over and give it back to them. Whereas if you fight the good fight, you could wind up staying in your house for up to 2 years or longer without making any payments.
So let me see if I've got this right. Paul, are you saying that if you were to get $3,000 from the bank to just get out and forego any equity that you might have built up for that $3,000, you could say, well, how much rent would $3,000 pay? And it doesn't seem like you would pay very much, maybe a few months, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months. So maybe even 2 months. So
yeah,
you're saying that if you could get a few years, if you get a few years out of it, you're way, way ahead financially. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but the thing is, you should be disciplined to put that money aside in a separate fund to plan for your plan B, so that when the inevitable does come and you are issued an eviction notice, you'll have your plan B in place. You would have located another property to rent or lease option in the meantime, so you're not going to wind up living under a bridge.
So that was one of the things you talked about. And another one you talked about was a short sale. Now, I was involved in a short sale as a buyer, actually twice. And it wasn't a lot of fun for anybody. And I have a feeling that the seller ended up being furious with me, never met me, never talked to me, never communicated with me, didn't even know who I was. But they were losing their house, and I was buying their house, and I think they weren't happy about that. Let's talk about a short sale. Why is that a bad idea?
Well, a short sale is going to, the result is going to be that the buyer is going to offer much less than what is owed on the original mortgage. And if the bank goes along with that and they approve the short sale, you're going to pick it up for a discount. But there's a problem that could arise, and that the mortgage company could come back at you and try to sue you for a deficiency, the difference between what it's sold for and what is actually owed on it.
And that's one of the problems, that I believe that some of the appraisals for properties was higher than the actual appraisal should have been, in my opinion, which would be which would cause this deficiency, right? Because someone borrowed more than the house was worth.
Yes, and you know, during the fervor of the height of the real estate boom, all caution was thrown to the wind. I mean, people, as long as you had a pulse and you were breathing, you could get a mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really true. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how little people were putting down, and the kind of jobs they had, and the kind of houses they were being approved for loans for. It was amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Let's talk about, can you tell us a short story about someone who was in trouble and what they did?
Well, okay. Let me see here. We had an older gentleman call me a couple of weeks ago, and he is collecting Social Security, didn't own a house. He had sold his house years prior, and he had amassed a lot of credit card debt. And he called, and he was concerned about what was going to happen if, you know, he couldn't continue to pay on his credit cards, which he stopped paying. He was like 2 months behind, and he started to get bombarded with the telephone calls and so on. And I basically told this gentleman that he didn't really need the program because he was really uncollectible. The Social Security money that he was receiving was being direct deposited into his personal account. And as far as the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is concerned and the whole collection program, they are not allowed to take anything as far as Social Security, pension money, disability money. So basically he was uncollectible, and I just assured him that it's a mindset that he has to change his thinking and realize that whatever they do, whatever they threaten him with, even if they got a judgment against him, there's nothing that they could really take from this gentleman.
So that was good news to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. See, the whole thing is intimidation. I mean, you know, you're getting a debt collection company, and it's really like a sales force. They make their commission when they get to collect. If they never get to collect, they don't make a commission. It's just as simple as that.
Very, very interesting. So do you have advice for when the phone calls start, Paul Victor?
Well, yes. If people send for some information, the information that I send them has a brief script on how to handle debt collectors when they call. And it's also in the ebook. And just be very polite when they call and basically tell them that, gee, I really don't do business over the phone, and I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to, so please drop it in the mail and have a nice day and hang up. By doing that, you took control of the situation.
I can tell you that the guy owes me a lot of money, and he used that exact tactic on me, except he said, sent me an email and said, don't call me. Don't email me. Call my attorney. So I called his attorney. His attorney said, send it in writing. And now I don't hear from his attorney. Great tactic. Really, really frustrating. Paul Victor, I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And Paul, in your book you say default is not a dirty word. Actually, it's the title of your book. And then you go on to say, here's some scenarios. AIG, the insurance conglomerate, was occupying four buildings, large buildings. And they walked away. They just said, you know, it's not going to work. We're out of here. Morgan Stanley walked away from their obligations. Now, they called that a business decision. However, that's in a corporate world. Now, in the personal world of a person's home, they say, whoa, whoa, whoa. You have a moral obligation to pay. Now, so if you're looking at a corporate decision versus a personal or individual decision, can we just look at the mortgage as, well, you know, it's a business decision. You know, we pledge the collateral. You've got the house, the car, as a secured debt. It's a business decision. It's not working anymore. So I'm going to default. I'm not going to pay. Help us understand that situation, please.
Well, then again, it comes down to change your thinking. And it comes down to a business decision. I mean, if you're facing a situation where you're overwhelmed with credit card debt and it's a choice between making the credit card payments or paying the mortgage, for an example, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no-brainer. Keep up with your mortgage if you can and cut the credit card debt loose.
When you say cut it loose, you mean default?
Yes, don't pay. And there's going to be a certain course of events that's going to occur. There's going to be collection efforts. And the program has a step-by-step process of what's going to occur. So you're not going to be hit with any surprises. You're going to know what's coming down the pike, and you'll be prepared to respond correctly to their inquiries and their demands.
Paul, the book that you've written, I think is a lot of fun to read. Seriously, I'm overwhelmed with it. I'm overwhelmed with the number of things that are on my plate. I have more to do than I can possibly do. And so to find time to read your book, there are a lot of other things I could have done. But I had it in front of me, I had it on the screen, and I read it very, very quickly. And I can't tell you, there are a lot of books that are hard to read. You have to reread the sentence, or you have to reread the paragraph, or you have to reread the whole book a couple times just to understand it. That is not the case here. This is, it's a very pleasant read. And I think when you're done with the book, reading the book class, I think you'll have a better sense for what you can do. Now, Paul says in the book, 5 years ago, he was in the position that we're talking about. Credit card debt that was huge, that was a burden. That Paul, let's talk about the stress. What kind of stress were you under?
Well, I couldn't sleep at night. Found myself arguing with my wife.
Uh-oh.
And, a whole host of problems that occur when you have a financial sword hanging over your head, a debt sword.
Yeah.
Like the sword of Damocles.
Well, let me ask you this. Paul, do you argue with your wife anymore?
No. No, we're
isn't
in perfect
neat?
Agreement.
Isn't that neat that that taking action, taking a strong position with your debt, having a direction, stop that. And I believe, and the reason I asked you that I guess it was a personal question. The reason I asked you that is I believe that most divorces are over financial issues. The grass is greener someplace else, or we're in so much trouble, and you got me here, and it's all your fault, and you went out and bought that, whatever it was, the Corvette, the house, the boat, whatever. We shouldn't have done it. We didn't have the money. It's all your fault. Marriages get in trouble because of, a lot of times, because of money. Okay.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, sometimes people make foolish mistakes and they buy things that they shouldn't. And, that's a real possibility. But through no fault of your own and how this economy has evolved from easy money back in, the late 1990s, I mean, it was a picnic. You could borrow money, you could invest money, and you could do it with your eyes closed, and you could really make money without much effort. But
Paul
all
Victor,
of a sudden, the chicken.
Paul Victor, default is not a dirty word, an ebook. We're going to find out how to get it when we come back. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Paul Victor's with us, and we're talking about his new ebook, Default is Not a Dirty Word. Paul, if someone wants to get this ebook, what do they do?
You can contact me. You can call the 800 number, or you could call my direct telephone number. You have that. It's 404-477-4215. All I need is your email address and your name, and I'll be glad to send it to you free of charge.
Okay, Paul, so you're going to send the ebook, the same one that I've got on my screen right now. No cost.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Vincent, I just want to remind you, we had spoken over the weekend, and we had discussed that we are no longer living in a nation, but we're living in an economy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. We are living in an economy. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, before this financial mess occurred, even back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, we went according to specific laws, and that was the Constitution. But today, we find ourselves living in an economy. So whatever makes money, well, that's got to be right. That's the direction we'll go, even if it means trampling on your rights.
I know a guy who owns a radio station, and he's in his 80s, and whenever I would see him, you know, once a week maybe, he would say, "Vincent, are you making any money?" I go, "No." He go, "What are you doing this for?" And I said, "Well, because I want to." And to him, he was an accountant, and he just his other half passed away, and so he's running this radio station. So as the bean counter, he looks at, you know, success in terms of digits, you know, on his financial statements. So, you know, I don't look at it that way. But yeah, we are living in an economy, and things are measured in digits. And I don't think that it doesn't make sense in my life. I don't think money buys happiness. I mean, it can prevent some sadness, and some duress, but it doesn't buy happiness. I believe we've got a caller. Ed, are you on for Paul Victor?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome. Welcome to USA Prepares, Ed. You're calling from New York?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. How can we help you?
I just happened to speak to Paul the other day. I had wanted another department at Zero Debt due to a password change, technical glitch. And he mentioned he was going to be on the air, and I said, I'll call in.
Okay.
I had entered the program many years ago, and initially I examined it, and it resonated with me. And I studied it intently, and I signed up for the program, and I found it to be an utterly fantastic program. Well, I just did. Oh, excuse me.
Can you tell us your story?
I think I had approximately 9 credit cards, and I had perfect credit, and I put quite a lot on the credit cards. I had a family member with cancer, and needed alternative medicine. I'd used that for many, many years successfully, and I thought I would put quite a bit of this on credit cards. And all of the credit card companies, when I reached quite a bit of money on all of them, nowhere near even 3/4, started raising the interest rates. I called them all, and they were adamant they would not lower the interest rate, and I couldn't understand why. And I said, I have to look into this. Something's very wrong with this picture. And I got on the Internet. And within hours, I happened to find the Zero Debt program. And I went through the program. It definitely works. You have to read. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Maybe above average intelligence. And I feel anybody could do this. It's a stick-to-itness. It might seem my first challenge with a credit card company, I lost. And you know why I lost? I didn't follow the directions in its entirety. I thought at one juncture, well, I scared them off, and I was supposed to deliver another set of papers to the court, and I didn't do that. And so they incorporated a procedure which defeated me. They did something first, a motion for summary judgment. I should have done that first. Everyone subsequent to that, I defeated in some way. I was in you rarely have to go to court, but one local district judge had called for a conference. And I thought, well, let me show up. And I was sitting in the back of this long courtroom, and the judge called our legal action, and the collector for the plaintiff, he wasn't even a collector for the plaintiff, he was just the collector. Most of these men have no legal paperwork even to be there to collect your debt. It's incredible. And this man, this lawyer, jumped out of his seat and was race walking to the front of the courtroom. I want a dismissal. I want a dismissal. I called Zero Debt, and I talked to one of the formulators. I said, if you were a girl sitting next to me, I could have kissed you. The program is just, in my view, my experience, phenomenal.
So let me see if I've got this right. You had credit cards. You had 9 credit cards, and you had some medical expenses, supplements that you wanted to buy, alternative medicine, and the higher you went against your credit card limit, even though you didn't reach it, they increased your interest rate, making it more and more difficult to pay the monthly payment. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, all of them in unison. You know, and later I learned they communicate. It's to their advantage in the long run to get you in a position of default and with judgments.
Ed, so that's called universal default. It's a software that connects all the credit card companies. If you're late on one credit card, they all get notified and all the rates go up.
So what we're talking about is competitors, credit card competitors, are in collusion.
Yes.
That's what we're saying, aren't we?
Without a doubt. I wasn't even late. You know, I'm sure Paul is absolutely correct. I wasn't even late. That was the astounding thing. I had perfect credit. I had pride in having perfect credit. And I persisted. I kept on asking them, why are you raising my rates? I pay you religiously.
Now, what kind of percentage increases are we talking about? So what did it start at and what did it end up being?
I don't have a vivid recollection because it's already been many years ago, but I remember being, very low interest rates and then them raising it to the mid-teens and then the 20s.
Whoa.
And like 24, 25% interest rates. I thought this is going to eat me alive.
Well, it certainly would. Paul, have you heard of interest rates that high? The highest I heard of when I was in credit card banking was 19.2.
Yeah, in my case, I had dealt with a particular company. I don't want to name the name. They since went bankrupt, but dealt with them for 10 years, and I had an average rate of about 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I got my statement, and they jacked me up to 38% for no reason whatsoever.
Usury starts at 10%. In my book.
Yeah, in this state, it's 9%. The law is ignored.
38%. How how can these people go to work knowing that their institution is charging people? Well, I got to make a few phone calls. I'm just wondering what the mafia charges.
No, I don't think that much. And plus, Louie with the crooked nose would probably give you some leeway, too.
38%. It's criminal. Absolutely criminal.
Yeah, Ed, I called him, and I basically said the same thing that Ed was talking about, that, you know, never been late, never missed a payment. Why did you raise me to 38%? And their excuse to me was, in order for us to stay profitable, we had to do that with all our customers. And this was back in 2008 when it hit the fan.
They don't even have a product. I remember going to meetings with the marketing VP at the bank, and he would say, I've got this new product. And he would tell the president he's got a new product. I'm thinking, product? It's a concept. You can't feel it. You can't hold it. It's an imaginary concept we're talking about. You call them a product. That's the new language that we use. Okay. So, Ed, ultimately, what happened? What was the final result?
The final result is, believe it or not, I'm still, I have, yeah, I just recalled, I should have mentioned it, I have one collector still at it for $1,000. And this would have been all over with, but we had a family problem, and in July, August, I just let it be. I'm going back to it now, but I have them in an excellent position. I send them a list of questions, they're technical questions, and they never answered. It's called discovery. They have it all laid out for you. You have to insert your name, print it out, and send it to the collector.
Ed, thanks so much for being with us. Ed from New York. Paul Victor's with us. We're talking about credit card debt. If you'd like a copy of the book, I'll give out the number right after this break. Get your pencil and paper ready, your iPad ready, your notebook ready, and we'll give out the number if you'd like the same ebook that I have in front of me. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you've ever wanted one of our solar-powered backup generators but wanted to buy one at the absolute lowest price, you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun, and provide critical backup power when you need it most. Now, pay close attention, because every year we accumulate a handful of solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special area in our warehouse and then discount them heavily. We call them scratch and dent units, but truth is, they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty, and this year, special bonuses totaling over $2,000. Don't wait, they'll go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. Get incredible savings on plug-and-play solar generators at scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Paul Victor's with us. Paul, in your book, you talk about stopping unwanted phone calls. And let me give out your phone number. But then you've got a strategy that talks about a little time-consuming, but you talk about talking all around anything, and it just burns up time. On the salesman's or saleswoman's end of the phone where they're trying to get money from you. If you'd like to call Paul Victor after the broadcast, please, 404-477-4215. 404-477-4215. And if you'd like a copy of the free ebook, just let them know. 404-477-4215. Paul, this book is a book that you sell, but you're giving it away to our class. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you don't have to pay for the book if you call Paul and just mention that you're one of our students at USAPrepares.com, and he will email you the book. Paul, you talk about a strategy, and you say it's a little time consuming, but your objective is to keep the caller on the phone as long as possible. What's that all about? And that's in your book.
Well, they're rated, the debt collectors are rated on performance. And if a collector is spending an overdue amount of time with you and getting no results, that's going to reflect on his performance. And that's not good for them as far as they're concerned.
Okay, so the idea is to help them look bad in the eyes of their employers.
Yes, and they'll see that the employer is seeing that they're getting nowhere fast, so you're going to be put to the bottom of the list.
So they'll call you less often.
Yes.
Okay. One strategy that I've used, not for debt collectors, but for sales calls, is I ask the person his name, and then I act like I know that person. I go, Jimmy, wow, when did you get out? Wow, murder one and you're out? That's great. And he'll go, well, he got the wrong guy. And I go, no, cell block C. Remember me? We're in the same cell block. And what happens is they're thinking, oh, man, the boss is listening to this call. Now the boss thinks that, you know, I've been in prison with a murderer, and they want me off the phone as quickly as possible. And as a matter of fact, what happens is they delete me from the queue, and they never call back. Because I'm convinced that, you know, we were in the same cell block together. At least that's what it appears to be.
That's a good strategy.
Jimmy, come on! What? You don't remember me? What? Are you kidding? And if it's a woman, I identify her as being in jail with my wife. Yeah. Remember I used to visit? Yeah. So glad you're out. So if you want the book, I think it's a great read. 404-477-4215. Paul, a lot of us, I'm just throwing myself in there. I'm not in debt. I don't have any debt. I don't buy things that I cannot pay for. So I have no mortgage. I have no, I do have credit card debt, but that I pay it off every month in full. So I'm unfamiliar with a lot of the territory we're talking about here. But I, you know, I've never had the interest go up because I don't pay interest. But I know a lot of people who are in financial trouble, and I can't recommend enough that they consider giving you a call and getting a copy of this book that you're offering to our class. It's a great read. It really is. And you can apply a lot of the techniques to a lot of things in your life, like handling these phone calls. And there are some forms that you have, you've included in your book, about a request for validation letter. You have the forms right there. All you have to do is copy and paste them into your word processor, and off you go. One of them is a letter to send to credit reporting agencies requesting a correction. It's all in the book. Paul, thanks so much for offering this at no charge to
You're
our
welcome.
Class. I really appreciate that. Paul Victor. Paul, I'm looking forward to having you come to the Get Prepared Expo toward the end of this year when we have our big expo. Thanks so much, Paul Victor. Class, hour number two, stay tuned. And we're going to talk with Storm. Storm will be with us. Hour number two, Storm Bradford. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.